Publishing your book through Amazon and using the right keywords seems to be a bit of an anomaly. A lot of people think, hey, if I just choose the right keywords, won't I become insanely wealthy? Not really. Not really. In fact, I'm going to tell you why your Amazon keyword optimization is off, and especially why no one can find your books in today's podcast. So make sure that you stay tuned.
Learn how to publish profitable books and build an unstoppable author brand with indie author and self-publishing coach, Dale L. Roberts. This is the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast.
This is episode 83 here of the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, and I'm just tickled to death you took a little bit of time out your day to spend a little bit of time with me to talk about my favorite thing in self-publishing books. Let's get right to the subject hand, right to the matter at hand, and it comes down to keywords, the problem that most people have, all right? Their belief is, if I get the right keywords, it's going to be a surefire victory. And though that was true about, say, 5, maybe even 10 years ago, it's not so much anymore. The reality is, you can choose keywords that you want. And it might be that it's profitable. Maybe there's not much competition, but it's not an assured victory. Why is that? We're going to take a deeper dive in today's podcast and discussing that. But let me just go ahead and just lead with this one. Just food for thought. Why was it working so much better 10 years ago, say, versus now? Well, the thing is, 10 years ago, there was far less competition. There was less consumers being torn in different directions by various products. So when someone went to Amazon, they searched for their thing, whether it's Werebear Shapeshifter Romance Books or ABDL, Adult Baby Diaper Lover, for those of you that don't know what that is, then it was super simple to just go ahead and place for that, and then people would buy. But now, it's become so much more of a competitive game, if you will, because there's so much more factors involved and a very sophisticated system that is preventing your book from being discovered. Let's strip it down to the very basics. I think I heard it once said, this is a football. Well, today, we're going to go say, this is a keyword. What is a keyword? A keyword is essentially the bridge that connects your book with your ideal reader or customers over on the Amazon platform. Keywords don't necessarily need to be a single phrase. They can be, but in most instances, a good keyword typically is a string of words in a complete phrase that essentially describes your type of product and what your customers, of course, are looking for. Enter the Amazon algorithm. Now, if you ever hear me call it A9, it's one and the same. Fun fact here, I learned this one from Dave Chesson. A9 represents the 9 letters in the word algorithm. The A9 team, or the A9, is essentially the search engine algorithm. Now, an algorithm, it's a fancy word of saying it's a mathematical formula that's put together to kind of figure out an outcome based on a number of factors. Most search engines work and function around an algorithm based on a customer's or consumer's search history or buy patterns or consuming patterns. The algorithm is going to adjust. So it best functions when people are using it. Naturally, the more that a search engine is used and an algorithm is used, the more that algorithm starts to detect a better pattern, that it can give better results to the browsing audiences. Now, we could sit here and talk about algorithms till the cows come home. All in all, at the end of the day, algorithms work in a way that they want to serve customers their ideal outcome. And that ideal outcome could be, say, for instance, on Amazon. What do they like? Sales. So naturally, they're going to try to deliver the best product that has the most likelihood of the ideal customer getting their ideal product delivered to them. And if it doesn't happen, then they're at a bit of a loss. Before we start putting the cart in front of the horse. Okay, so is it just a simple fact of us just getting keywords? But hang on, I just led with something and I said, you can get all the keywords you want, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be an assured victory. Okay, all right. So there's something that's called relevance. What is relevance? Now, a lot of people would think, you know, that this is just kind of a snarky way of being like, well, you're irrelevant if you're not selling your books. Not at all. This is machine-based outcomes based on relevance. Relevance means, oh, this product is the most relevant to this specific keyword, to this specific type of customer, to this specific type of category. How does a product gain relevance in the Amazon algorithm, you might say? Simple, but not really. The best way to get it going is sales. That's it, cold hard sales. If you are not selling books, your book is not relevant to the Amazon algorithm. It's just that simple. There are other small, finite metrics that come into play. And this might include things like the impressions and clicks. So let's just say, for instance, okay, someone searches up a keyword related to your book. So let's just say for this argument's sake, you have a book about senior exercises. Someone types that up, senior exercises. And it pulls up the search volume for all relevant titles based on that specific keyword. 16 of them are going to appear on the first page, and we're just going to go ahead and skip past any ads that might be thrown in there. When a book is served up in a search query, it's going to be considered an impression, meaning that made an impression. We put this in front of somebody. Obviously, the more impressions that you get, the better, because that means that you're hopefully winning. Next best little thing that helps things out so much more than an impression was a click. Because here's the problem. Amazon is going to serve up your book, say for senior exercise. And if they serve it up thousands upon thousands upon thousands of times and nobody is clicking on it, well, you know what they're going to start to say? Ugh. No one's liking it. So they're going to probably push it further down in search volume and put something else in its spot. How do we keep our spot? You're probably thinking ahead. You're going, it's a sale, Dale. It's a sale. You're close. You're close. We pulled up the search volume. Naturally, there's the impression. The very next thing is going to be the click. What merits that click? Well, it's going to be what's going to grab their attention. Do you have a good book cover? Do you have a title worth considering? Do you have enough reviews on your product? How old is your product? There's so many small things it shows in a search query that you have to kind of weigh in on. That creates that click. So there's so many things. You yourself, I want you to think about this for just a moment. You may have to pause this podcast to kind of just ponder on it for a second. When you go search for a product on Amazon, what do you typically look for? Do you typically just look for a great cover? Are you looking around for something with great reviews on it? Do you consider the title? Most instances, it's going to be the cover and the title of your book that merits the click. Now, it's most times, and I'm sorry, I've got to be anecdotal on this one here. And I have to say, you're just going to have to take my word on this one, that most people are going to judge a book by its cover. It's going to be the thing that stops the scroll, commands their attention, and gets them to click to go to your page. So there, we've built a little bit more relevancy. So we had impressions, we got the clicks. So naturally, there's a few other things, small things that help out. Okay, we know already, you get the sale. Yeah, there we go. We're rocking and rolling. We're doing fantastic. But there's other smaller things, such as getting reviews, getting comments on those reviews. If somebody shares it through social media, there's certain social shares, including Facebook and Twitter, and even through email, that you're able to share out that product page. Amazon notices those things, tracks every last little thing that a customer's doing, even how long they're staying on the page, and also what their hotspot is, like where is their mouse cursor going. And then there's also things like wish lists. So if somebody, for instance, adds your book to a wish list, Amazon's going to go, huh, there's got to be something to this book. Maybe it's good for gifts, especially if they see 10, 20, couple hundred, thousand, all thrown into a wish list. It's going to start to think there's some relevance to this being in gift giving. So you could see relevance isn't as simple as just, hey, let's get sales. And especially if you're like, hey, how do I build relevance? Well, you got to think about those other metrics. How can you get more impressions? Well, more impressions is going to be getting the right keywords associated to your title. And the next thing is going to be a great cover and a title that's worth the click. Then after that, reviews and comments, sharing it via social media or any of their shareable features, going into wish lists. Yeah, it sounds crazy. Reach out to your following. Tell people, hey, if you don't have my book yet, please toss it inside your wish list. That way, when Christmas comes along, someone knows exactly what to buy you. That's going to help you out, believe it or not. And they're going to be like, yeah, you know what? I really do want this, but I can't swing it right now, Dale. So I'm going to go ahead and toss this in my wish list. But the question is, why does a new product show up in search? How is that possible that you can publish an ebook right away, not have a single sale, not have a single purchase of any sort, hasn't done a single thing? How is it able to show up in search? Now, here's the really interesting thing is Amazon loves new products. Sure, they love products that sell, but they know that each product is going to have a shelf life. It's going to have a certain amount of life within it before it starts to die off. Now, there are exceptions to the rule, but for the most part, all products on Amazon have some type of a cycle on it, a life cycle, before it starts to kind of get used up. That's why they want to look over into new products to fill that gap. So when one cog goes bad in the machine, they can just pull that out automatically and slip up the one into its spot. So they have something that's called hot new releases, or more appropriately named new releases. I don't know why they always called it hot new releases. And it's a bestseller list for the specific category or niche that it's within, and it's within a 30-day window. Here's the issue with new products. If they're just thrown out into the market, they're having to compete against established products that already have reviews, that already have relevancy. And it's just like going into a fist fight as a kindergartner with a UFC fighter. You're going to get your butt kicked. You're going to get rocked. All right? That's where new releases come into play. What they're going to do is showcase for a given niche the books that best perform within the last 30 days. So it showcases those and it serves it up to more people. So that way they show, hey, you might enjoy Senior Exercises. Well, here's a new release book that you might enjoy. So how do you select the right keywords to be discovered? That's the million-dollar question. Let me rephrase that. How do you select the right keywords to be discovered is the question, but we got to actually ask ourselves, how do you select the right keywords and become relevant for those keywords? Too many people want to have these keywords go work for them. Oh, I'm going to grab these keywords and they're going to sell me books. Yeah. Folks, keywords don't sell books. Keywords only make your title more discoverable. After that, it's up to your book to do the selling. Because if you're discoverable, it's all well and good, but if your title's trash or your cover's complete hot garbage on a summer day, no one's going to buy it. And let's be real, if you're not getting any sales, all right, you've had your book on the market for a while, there's a problem fundamentally with your title. I'm sorry to tell you this. There's no conspiracy going on here. You can pick the right keywords. You've got that 30-day window. The issue is, how do you build relevance? There's so much more that you got to kind of consider. I'm going to start to wrap it up here with my final thoughts when it comes to keywords. But I just want to do a really quick plug here, if you just kind of entertain me for just a moment. It's been my goal here in 2020 to finish out the year big and strong and make a positive impact in over 100,000 authors and self-publishers' lives. And if you happen to be one of those people, whether you've learned just a little bit from my channel, or a lot of it, or you've increased your earnings, or you've had some type of value brought into your life through the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast, do me a huge favor. I'm trying to do a head count, easy for me to say, of all the self-publishers that have been positively impacted. And the way I can do that is if you subscribe to my YouTube channel, main YouTube channel, at dalelinks.com/YouTube. When you hit that subscribe, it'd greatly be appreciated. That way I can know exactly where I stand. Right now we're at 41,000, which ain't too bad. I'm pretty happy about that. That means we got about another 59,000 to go, but we can do that maybe by the end of 2020. But we're going to try our best. Give it the old college effort. Here's my final tip here, folks. When it comes to keywords, you got to take advantage of every opportunity that you have. Everyone, all the things that I just told you about. But you need to also remember, use your keywords in the 7 keyword slots. Your title and subtitle, if you can. I know fiction authors, it's a little bit harder. It's not like you can sit there and throw a Werebear shapeshifter as your main title. I mean, unless that's your thing. And also in the book description, you're going to have some would-be experts that will tell you, oh, book descriptions aren't indexable. Shut up. They are indexable, all right? They are fully indexable. They're put into a word cloud. And just because you can't pull it up based on some obscure word that you threw inside your book description doesn't mean it's not being served as relevant to that specific keyword. Use keywords organically and with the intent of reaching customers, not appeasing an algorithm. Far too many people are trying to appease the algorithm gods. Let me get the right keywords and I'll sell a ton of books. Folks, don't use keywords for an algorithm. It's a good idea to get something that is relevant to your title, build relevance around those keywords in your title, and then sell more books in turn. You're selling books to human beings, not an algorithm here, folks. The sooner you can understand that, the better. And actually, I talk a lot about this in my award-winning book called Amazon Keywords for Books. You can grab a copy of Amazon Keywords for Books at dalelinks.com/keywordsbook. I actually got a link to it down inside the show notes here for the podcast. Stay tuned, because next week, we're going to be discussing it even deeper. How do we use these keywords in the metadata? We're going to talk about those titles, the subtitle, the series name. We're going to talk about the book description and that pesky little area known as the 7 keywords. We might actually have to break off and do an entire episode based on the 7 keywords, because there's always questions, concerns, and comments. Hey, folks, do me a huge favor. Subscribe or follow me on your preferred podcasting platform and leave me a review. I do pay attention to those reviews, and I haven't seen any reviews lately, so it would be awesome if you happen to be listening to this, drop a review on one of your preferred places. I'd appreciate that for sure. And if you're watching me on the YouTube podcast channel, drop me a side of comment. Let me know your thoughts about keywords and such. And also, did you get a copy of Amazon Keywords for Books? If you did, what did you think? Hey, in the meantime, folks, join me next week, same time, same channel. We're going to be talking more about keywords. Till then, this has been Self-Publishing with Dale, and I will chat with you later.
You've been listening to the Self-Publishing with Dale podcast. Visit us at selfpublishingwithdale.com for more information on how you can level up your publishing business. Also, get a rock-solid action plan for your next book launch when you sign up for our email newsletter at selfpublishingwithdale.com/checklist. If you enjoyed the show, please consider leaving a review on Apple Podcasts. We'll see you next time.